This week marks the 40th anniversary of one of baseball's signature moments. Hank Aaron hitting his record 715th home run to surpass Babe Ruth's 39-year-old record. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, and I'm here to argue it was bigger than that. You've heard of Babe Ruth, who might be the most beloved American athlete of the last century. Ruth loved the fans, and the fans loved him right back. That's why, when fellow Yankee Roger Maris, a nice, humble guy, started closing in on Ruth's record of 60 home runs in a season in 1961, he became so stressed by the fans rooting against him that his hair started falling out. When Hank Aaron approached Ruth's career home run record, he had it worse for two simple reasons. 714 home runs was the baseball record, one even casual fans knew about. And second, unlike Maris, Aaron is black. Of course, that should not matter in the least, but in 1974, that mattered a lot. Aaron grew up in Mobile, Alabama, one of eight children. They say his wrist grew stronger from picking cotton and his unusual practice of swinging cross-handed, that is, holding the bat with his left hand on top instead of his right hand, a habit he did not break until he played minor league baseball. Aaron made it to the Milwaukee Braves in 1954, one of the first African Americans to play Major League Baseball. According to Daniel Okrent, a best-selling author who also invented fantasy baseball, this was baseball's richest decade for talent, because back then, every kid grew up playing baseball, not soccer, and thanks to Jackie Robinson, everybody was finally allowed to play. Surrounded by legends like Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, and Willie Mays, Aaron was often overlooked, and he was just fine with that. He was a complete player, hitting for average and power, and winning three gold gloves for fielding. He hit his home runs, but never in record numbers. When 50 homers a year was still the gold standard, the closest he ever came was 47. But he hit more than 30 home runs in a season 15 times, a record that still stands, even though nobody seems to care about it. After the Braves moved to Atlanta, and Aaron finished the 1973 season just one home run away from Ruth's all-time mark, there was no more hiding. Aaron was no stranger to racism, of course, but what he faced during that long offseason was stunning and downright scary. The death threats were so frequent, Aaron feared he would not make it to opening day in 1974. He was not being paranoid. Louis Grizzard, then the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's sports editor, quietly had an obituary written for Aaron just in case the worst occurred. The very first pitch Aaron received in 1974, he sent over the fence, tying Ruth's record. A few days later, on April 8, 1974, he smashed one over the wall in Atlanta to break the record once and for all. Aaron rounded the bases with his trademark poker face, relieved that it was finally over. As a 9-year-old kid, I was blissfully unaware of everything that Aaron had had to overcome to achieve that mark. The next day in school, I battled my old buddy Matt Colon for the right to announce the news at show and tell, and won, something I obviously still remember to this day. Aaron finished his career with the Milwaukee Brewers, the new American League team, toiling far away from the spotlight, just the way he liked it. When Barry Bonds approached Aaron's all-time record of 755 home runs, many fans were troubled, but for a very different reason. Just about everyone suspects Bonds of using steroids, which would help explain why he jumped from hitting 16 home runs a year to over 70, and why his hat size increased from 7 1/4 to 7 3/8, and why his personal trainer served time in prison instead of taking the stand against his employer. Nonetheless, the toothless people who run baseball did nothing to stop Bonds, who broke Aaron's record in 2007. Aaron once again proved his class, congratulating Bonds on the Jumbotron. He also demonstrated his quiet dignity, doing so from afar rather than in person. Despite setting one of the biggest records in sports, Aaron is not one of the biggest names, probably not in the top 10. He's just one of the most impressive.